This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Claire Slattery. Independent Senator Lydia Thorpe has detailed allegations of sexual assault and harassment she says she experienced in Parliament House. Ms. Thorpe yesterday used parliamentary privilege to make claims against Liberal Senator David Vann for alleged misconduct, but later withdrew the remarks. Senator Vann has strongly denied the allegation, calling it a lie. Now, Ms. Thorpe has made a statement to the Senate, alleging that a man who she did not name had cornered her and aggressively propositioned and inappropriately touched her in 2021.
One man followed me and cornered me in a stairwell, and most of this was witnessed by staff and fellow members of Parliament. No one witnessed what happened in the stairwell, as there are no cameras in stairwells.
Senator Thorpe says she will not report the incident to police, but she's called on the government to increase the number of security guards and cameras in the corridors of Parliament. Liberal leader Peter Dutton has now asked Senator Vann not to sit in the party room while the claims are investigated. If you or someone you know wants to talk about sexual assault or harassment, call 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737-732. The federal government has rushed legislation through the parliament to stop Russia from building a new embassy in Canberra. The Russian government has been trying to establish the new embassy on a site it leases near Parliament House. The bill to end the lease passed through both houses of Parliament this morning, within minutes, with bipartisan support. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the decision was based on national security advice.
The government has received very clear security advice as to the risk presented by a new Russian presence so close to Parliament House. We're acting quickly to ensure the lease site does not become a formal diplomatic presence.
Six men have been charged after almost $1.7 billion worth of methamphetamine was seized as part of an investigation into a global smuggling syndicate. Police say the men were involved in attempts to smuggle the drug in bottles of canola oil from Canada to Victoria and New South Wales. Australian Federal Police Assistant Commissioner Hilda Sirik says the operation has prevented an estimated 19 million street deals from going ahead.
Australia has an illicit drug problem. Australians pay among the highest in the world for illicit drugs. And that's why Transnational Serious Organised Crime, or TSOC, target Australia.
Australia's jobless rate has fallen back to 3.6%, marking another month of very low unemployment. The result has defied expectations, with most economists predicting the unemployment rate would stay unchanged at 3.7%. The Australian Bureau of Statistics official labour force data shows the number of unemployed people in May decreased by 17,000. 76,000 jobs were added to the economy. The May result follows 14 months of unemployment rates below 4% and an intense period of competition for workers to fill empty roles. You've been listening to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Claire Slattery.